a Mercury retrograde reading for the spring 2015 retrograde that spans from the 18th or 19th of May, depending on your time zone, to the 11th of June, with a wide margin on either side. And this is one of those pivotal Mercury retrogrades where we all get the occasion to evaluate our lives and make some decisions. And I think more than anything I'm seeing as I go through the signs, now having arrived at yours, the 11th sign, that this is really about evaluating and assessing how we think and understanding what we think. And I believe that for Aquarius in particular, though this may hold true for many other signs due to the involvement of Pisces, but there's a particular message for Aquarius about remembering the underlying emotional dimension to everything that you are experiencing, everything that you believe, the actions you take, the choices you make, the decisions that you are faced with, how you face them, what you do, how you relate to others. The overarching message of this Mercury retrograde is to remember that though it may seem to be about many different things, this really is all about how you feel. There's an emotional component that is the by far overriding component, and that extends into how you feel about yourself. This is a long-term theme of Aquarius, one that will persist for years, owing to the presence in particular of two planets that are going to be long-term visitors. And Pisces, really, all of the elements in Pisces, with the sole exception of Vesta currently right now, are long-term visitors. So there is this deep theme, this deep issue of how you feel about yourself. The reason I mention Pisces, it's the sign right after yours. If you're Aquarius Sun, it's your second solar house. If you're Aquarius Rising, it's your second whole sign house. And so the second house in astrology is about your possessions and your body, but then it extends to your values and ultimately self-respect, how you feel about yourself. And it's challenging enough having Pisces here because Pisces can be so self-effacing and it can be so self-sacrificing. And there is some information here about a kind of underlying quality of Aquarius being driven by this softer, subtler thing that Aquarius is rarely acknowledged for. Aquarius is supposed to be the detached, crispy critter, Mr. Spock, and all this stuff, and I don't buy that. I think that Aquarius is a much more complex energy, and that underneath the surface there is this Piscean energy, you might say the water in the container of the water bearer, that is ultimately about how you feel about yourself. And with all of these planets in Pisces right now, they happen to be at the moment Nessus, Neptune, Chiron, Borysici, and Vesta, among others. I'm sure there's many more if we were to put Pisces under the magnifying glass. There is a question, a deep question of your complex feelings about yourself, and what I would describe as the single most important phase of healing self-esteem issues of your entire life. And it may be as if you're discovering self-esteem questions that you hadn't even imagined that you had. Pisces does have a way of concealing things until they emerge under the influence of transits, in particular Centaur transits. Chiron and Nessus have a way of focusing things out of the fog, of discerning the elements within something and showing what is really there, sometimes in an exaggerated fashion. Like it can seem like there's just more intensity than you ever expected, more than is necessary, but the reality is that we need to see things clearly. We need to see things up close, and to a real extent, we need to analyze out what elements are involved so that we can see them.